smaller screen for some types of applications can be a bit of a challenge. So for us, the iPad was a little bit different to some of the previous projects that we looked at. In the business context, we've looked at a lot of rubrics that Tom's developed over the past, looked at various different devices, the strengths and the weaknesses, and the iPad seemed to fit the bill for our students and our needs. It's all based around the ideas of social constructivism, so we really wanted the students to be out there developing their own content and learning in a socially engaged manner. Now, if that's what we want the students to do, we of course want the staff to be doing the same thing. So this has informed this whole project. So a number of the same elements that I've used in my own classroom, I've used in the upskilling of our staff. In our department, we're using the pragmatic approach to social constructivism. So there are some times that we're recognising that learning does take place individually. But wherever possible or practical, we're trying to make sure that the learning is taking place in groups. So we're using communities of practice theory to model our group. Basically, like-minded peers with common interests. In our case, the staff across the two different departments, they're all teaching the same batch of students. They're all teaching in the same general sorts of discipline areas. They all have the same issues. So we've used this as a way of winding everyone together. Rather than having one-off workshops or one-off training sessions that people attend on their own, they're all coming and doing this stuff in groups. And the groups are all the same people then go back to the staff room, have a coffee, go and sit in offices next to each other, chat with each other, teach on the same courses, the same, all those sorts of things. So my role in a lot of this has been as the technology steward. So previous experience with the iPad, my previous project, other e-learning experiences that I've had, in conjunction with a lot of support from Tom, particularly initially, until we left, he's now gone to IUT. We've managed to actually bind this group together and give them a direction, and they're all helping feed on that same direction. So a lot of this is really about our community practice, and that's what I think I spend a bit of time talking to you about. Basically, initially the community started off looking at Web 2 technologies. So we had an initial project with Netbooks that Tom had helped to support. So from our internal central unit, they loaned us some Netbooks, so that our staff could all actually go and work on all of this stuff together. At that time, everyone had a desktop in their office, I think it wasn't me. So having the Netbook there, they were able to then work wherever we wanted. They were able to work together and work on a number of these technologies that we would talk about. But of course, if you can't do it right there in front of you while you're talking to somebody else, it's difficult. You'd have to go away back to the class, back to your own office, or go to a student lab, which would require booking and challenges around that. We found that was a really engaging way to start off the community. This community grew, and based on the back of our student project, we then managed to, like I mentioned before, get this iPad project up and running. So we had about 21, I think, in the end, iPads that went out to staff. So staff from both the two departments that covered our business programs, each got an iPad over the summer. So it was an optional project initially. Of course, a number of staff take holidays over the summer, so a number of people were just not going to be here. So the 21 staff didn't represent all the departments, but it certainly was, I think, roughly about 50 or 60% of the staff involved. So it was a pretty good turnout considering it's their holiday time. So based upon the back of all this, we had a pretty successful experience, and then we decided that we would order iPads permanently for all the staff. So they kept them through this project for 3 months. I'll tell you a little bit about the results shortly. But they were pretty positive, and positive enough for us to decide to make that investment in long-term iPads for the department. In terms of support, I developed a Moodle course, and this is just a quick screenshot of it that doesn't really show much of what's going on there. But within our two departments, the Moodle course was used extensively. We recently moved from Blackboard to Moodle, so at the same time, we weren't only upskilling and allowing our staff to work together in this community on their iPads, they're also learning more about Moodle and the other tools that we were trying to work with. So the Moodle course offered them, of course, a place for community. They had discussion forums for posting things they